Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, we finally made it, ladies and gentlemen, live from Mesa, Arizona, at the Spark Festival of Creativity. Daniel Taylor, how excited are you to be here?
I am pretty pumped right now. My heart is racing.
I'm so glad I'm not afraid of the dark because it is a nighttime show, and I think this is the first time we have actually... outside of our normal studio in Glendale, Arizona. That's how far we came to be here with all the beautiful people in Mesa. In Glendale, Arizona, we tape the show at night.
Yeah.
But we're not outside.
No, we're inside. It's bright with lights. Not the absence of light.
We have so much that we want to get to on this show. We are slated to have, and yes, that the ambience that you hear, there's a fire truck going by right now. But the ambience that you hear proves that we are actually live at the Mesa Sparks Festival. We have so many, few of the featured artists will be joining us live on the show today. Yep. And everybody that's listening to us, that's sitting around and enjoying the show, you'll be able to hear this replay on fatguyradioshow.com. But this is way more than I ever expected it to be.
Is it?
I did. It's way more.
You know what? I had no expectations. I had no idea what to expect. And I came in, I was like, huh, this is amazing.
Now, when someone hears art festival or creativity festival, you think there's going to be a whole lot of weird stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like people that didn't really make it mainstream. So they go and they join into these festivals.
Yeah.
And they bring, but no, there is some real creative talent that is just engulfed around this beautiful Mesa Art Center complex with the palm trees lit up, and there's these big huge balls hanging out of the sky. I don't even know what they are, but they look amazing.
Yes, they do.
And I just want to go and I want to play with everything, and it's all interactive. That's what sets the Spark Festival apart from all the other festivals that we've been a part of, is that everything is very interactive.
Yes, I saw a kid making a beat at a DJ booth.
I saw a kid making a bird out of clay.
I saw a kid putting their fingerprint inside of a bird.
I saw a lady standing in a box, and there was a whole lot of stuff that was pointed at her, and then there was a computer that was doing something, and then the computer was doing something to make her do something that she really wasn't actually doing, but she was still in the box doing what the computer was making her do that she really wasn't doing.
What?
I know. Mind blown.
Boom. I saw a drum circle.
Oh, that was actually kind of cool.
And I've never been to Africa, but I feel like that's what they look like.
Is it me? But I was a little trepidatious about the. I wanted to join into the drum circle.
That's
but then I'm
black.
Like, am I going to be the one guy that's off beat, or am I going to be the one that's going to have a beat in his own head that nobody else has?
You can't. You can never be off beat in a drum circle. You just make another beat within a beat. It's like an inception of beats.
My mind is blown once again, and that's all happening out here at the Spark Festival of Creativity at the beautiful Mesa Arts Center. Believe it or not, I have never been here.
Neither have I. I've never been to Mesa.
We need to venture out from our Glendale studios and come out and visit these wonderful people eastern part of Arizona, because they're lovable. They're so nice. They're so kind. Everybody here has been so friendly.
Yes.
With us being here. We got here super early. We've been hanging out, chilling, shaking hands, making friends.
Shaking hands and making friends.
Right out here at the Mesa Art Center. So it blows my mind at how phenomenal this was. Now, one thing that I did see.
What?
There was a tree house, per se.
Okay.
Something that was like this concoction of bougainvillea leaves.
Bougainvillea? Did you just make that up?
No, that's a real thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never seen bougainvillea.
Is it called bougainvillea? Bougainvillea? I said it right. Thank you very much.
I learn something new every day. The more you know.
What do you call it?
I didn't. Leaves?
Leaves.
So they're all, if they're green and they come off a tree, they're all leaves to me.
They're all leaves. Okay. So this was like a bougainvillea, and it was like a, almost in the shape of like a, like the bottom of a wedding dress. And you could go inside of it and I guess, I don't know, go in and become more creative. I don't know how it worked, but it looked interesting.
That sounds really cool.
It was so unique. It was something I have never, ever seen before. I've got video of it. We'll have it up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fatguyradioshow. I'll put it up on our Facebook page for all of our listeners that listen all over the world, because this was the most unique thing that I've ever seen. But then when I thought that I couldn't see anything any better than that, I was blown by what I could only classify as Big Bird's real nest.
Oh, you talking about the narrative nest?
The narrative nest. And we're going to have Cindy on the show, who is the creator of the narrative nest, later on, coming up soon. But that blew me away because it literally was a real live bird's nest.
Yes.
That you could park a, you could literally almost park a small BW bug inside of it.
You can literally seat a family of 10 in that nest.
It was beautiful, man. And then I turn a corner and there's something else I want to see. And then there's amazing bands that are going on all out here at the Spark Festival of Creativity.
Yes, yes. But by far my favorite display, since we are outside.
Yes.
Those giant fans, though.
Yeah.
Those giant fans, I swear. I'm like, man.
And the fans that they provided, knowing that the Arizona weather, you know, it wasn't going to be too hot today, but the Arizona weather was going to be out there. So they had some of those cooling fans. I felt like an NFL player.
Yeah.
It was an NFL player that was just kind of like hanging around. You know what I'm saying? So it was, it's amazing. There's so much that is going on at the Spark Festival of Creativity. We're going to have so many things to talk about on this show. And I just want to experience everything. This shouldn't be just a 2-day event. This should literally be a whole week, because there's so much to explore.
So much to do, so much to see, so much for you, so much
for me.
Me.
I know. I'm excited about this.
I am too. I'm mad that today was the only day we came out. Like, I wish we were out here this whole time.
I'm kicking myself about that. Like, I am literally kicking myself that we did not come out here sooner.
But I'm so glad that we're developing this great partnership that I feel like next time we could do the whole weekend.
Yeah, with the Spark Festival of Creativity, our beautiful relationship with the Mesa Arts Center, with the city of Mesa. This has been an extravagant experience for us so far.
Yes.
And I'm completely thankful for it. I literally am.
So am I. I'm so thankful and like so enthralled by the atmosphere out here that.
Ooh, wait.
What?
What about the hip hop display?
Oh.
Okay. So it's like creativity meets art. Art meets technology. Technology meets creativity. Blah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You could literally go up and make like a rap beat that you hear all of these hip hop singers utilizing in all of their music.
But not only that,
you could do it right here.
They had different stations. They had mobile beat machines.
Yes.
They had the in-studio beat machines.
Yes.
And then they had the DJ booth.
The DJ booth.
Where you can scratch the ones and twos like the best dude you ever knew.
I want to get to so much of this. I want to get to our beautiful guests that are coming up as well. But Lip, are we ready to start the show? Can we hit the button over there? All right, let's go, ladies and gentlemen. We're live from the Spark Festival Creativity in Mesa, Arizona. Here we go.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
What in the name of sweet breakfast meat are you doing?
For your information, this is me being creative. Betty told me this is what I need to do in order to become an artist.
Oh yeah, is it working?
I don't know. I can't think of anything to draw because I'm so stupid.
I'm so stupid. This is kind of funny, Gore.
Stupid. Yeah?
Well, yeah, maybe you can't see it because he's your dad, but he's a character, your dad.
He is?
Yeah. He's a character?
It's your dad. He's a real character. He's a real character.
Bye, Mr. and Mrs. Brody.
He's a real character.
Bye, Mr.
He's
Mr. Brody.
A real character. Sausage.
Oh, look, honey. Our boy's a genius.
Sausage.
He's rigged a pulley system so he can eat sausage and work on his stupid drawings.
I'm being creative. Now, if you'll excuse me, I still have some work to do.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
Live from the Spark Festival of Creativity at the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Featuring Corey Blaze. Executive Producer, Philippius. Associate Producer, Daniel Taylor. And now, in his own mind, he is the protagonist of Radio Creativity. Here's your host, Corey Blaze.
Welcome, everybody, to Fat Guy Radio Show, live from the Spark Festival of Creativity. This is phenomenal. We are so excited to be out here in the heart of Mesa, Arizona. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. I'm joined by our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What it up?
And our executive producer, Philippius.
Hey, hey.
All right, folks, join us on the FatGuyRadioShow.com for all of the pictures and videos from the Spark Festival. And today's show is presented to you by the Spark Festival of Creativity. It is where creativity meets art. Art meets technology. Technology meets your lives, and it is the most phenomenal event happening in downtown Mesa right now. And from the ambient sound you can hear, we are literally outside.
Yes.
And we don't want to keep anybody waiting, and our lovely guest is joining us now, and I want to jump in and speak with her now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, Cindy Kuhn with the Narrative Nest display here at the Spark Festival of Creativity. Cindy, thank you for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited for you to sit and talk with us about the Narrative Nest. Before the show started, we took a little tour down there, and we actually saw you up above us taking a couple of pictures. And I mentioned it at the opening of the show. I classified it as Big Bird's real home in real time. It's beautifully put together. Give us a little details on the Narrative Nest, please.
Absolutely. So the idea behind the Narrative Nest is to create a giant space of scale that lots of people can come together at one time and co-create stories.
Oh.
So the idea is the minute you step on the stairs, you're no longer going down as your mind is telling you. Mm-hmm. Instead, you step your foot on the steps and you flip upside down. And now you're walking upwards into the treetops so that you can be a part of the nests up in the treetops.
I love that.
And on the windows, there's artwork of upside down trees just to assist you even more that you're actually up in the treetops.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then once you get there, you're going to imagine who created this giant nest. And there are two human-sized nests as well. And it's a lot of wonder. What's happening? Who was here?
Sure, sure.
And then we ask the participants to write stories. They can either write them on large leaves or on scrolls, much like pigeons, carrier pigeons, little scrolls.
Oh, yeah, okay. Where you would take the little scroll, write your note, roll it up, and kind of tie it to the pigeon's leg, and they'd fly away and deliver
the message.
Exactly.
Yep. So we're doing the same thing here. And then we're having everyone who's willing to share their story with us help us build the top of the gigantic nest. So after they write their stories on either the pigeon gram or on the leaf, they come back up top and they tie it onto the giant top of the nest. And that's what completes the story, is the collaboration of hundreds of stories all together.
That is so beautiful. And the fact that you explained it and your team that is over there did a great job explaining it as well. It's so interactive. It is visually stunning.
Thank you.
Because everything that you've explained, it's not where you have to kind of imagine that you're doing it. There's literally large leaves over there.
Yes. Right.
And there's literally a huge adult-sized nest.
Mm-hmm.
So the stories all come together as a collaborative story at the end of the two-day festival.
They do. And then we have a giant book that is 3 feet wide,
okay,
by 2.5 feet high, which has a hundred. It's huge. It's giant.
I love that.
It has to be. And at the end of the festival, we will cut down all of the stories that were contributed to the top of the nest.
Okay.
And we will include them in this giant book forevermore. And we're calling it the Narrative Nest Anthology.
Nice.
I need to go write my story.
That's right.
I want to be part of that anthology.
That's right.
That sounds absolutely phenomenal. Now, once the festival, of course, comes to a close tonight, where can people go to see that anthology? Is there a place where people will be able to go and see how their story was intertwined with the rest of the stories?
Yes, you can go to my website,
okay,
which is laboratory5,
okay,
.com, and then you click on the Explore tab, and then you're going to want to go to the Flickr icon.
Oh, nice.
Which is drawn by me, so it's not the regular Flickr icon.
Okay. No copyright here, ladies and gentlemen.
No. And then you're going to go on the Flickr site, and you're going to see lots of pictures.
Beautiful.
Of the stories and the experience and people doing the work. And
so where did the idea of the Narrative Nest, where did this birth from? What was what was behind its creation?
So the very first thing that happened is when I was asked to curate this project,
mm-hmm,
and they said, okay, you can pick any space you want on the campus, anything you want. And I said, I want this giant space.
And it is huge.
It's huge.
It's like an outside, it's like two stories down.
Exactly.
You go down these concrete stairs, and everything you explained, Cindy, all reveals itself as you descend down the stairs. And it's beautiful, and I'm trying to paint the best picture I can for people that are not able to see this here in Mesa.
I think the best way to paint the picture is when we first notice it says magic begins here.
Yeah.
But after her saying, remember I told you, I said, or maybe it's here begins magic.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going upside down.
Yes.
I was swept away the moment that we walked through and were greeted by a lovely lady. I don't remember what her name was.
Natalie.
Mm-hmm. We were greeted by Natalie, and we just descend into this beautiful, beautiful place. So the location that you were given is spot on.
The location came first.
Oh.
Before the idea. So when they said, pick any spot you want. And I said, I want the biggest one.
Of course.
Nice.
And then I spent time in there and I said, this space has a real story to tell. And then it grew out of that I wanted the project to be about people's stories.
Nice.
And the idea for narrative is really an opportunity for everyone to write their own narrative, tell their own story, share that, and contribute that to a whole. And then from there, I started to think about what makes people feel like they're in a particular space and like they're surrounded in an environment. And I started to play with the idea of the nest.
I love that. I love that. Now, you spoke of people's stories. And if there's anything that we experience being internet radio, I mean, our show is based off of our personal lives and our personal stories. And every once in a while, we'll give our opinion on, you know, a hot topic or a hot news story. But for the most part, it's all about our personal stories. So this is why the Narrative Nest appeals to me so great, because my job is literally telling personal stories,
right,
and giving my narrative 75 minutes every week,
mm-hmm,
you know, and it's a little bit more of a wacky narrative, but it's a narrative.
I mean,
I support that.
Thank you. I got a stamp of approval over here.
I do.
I mean, we got Ash Ketchum over here trying to catch them all. Don't poke them all
referring to my hat. This is a Stranger Things.
No, it's not.
All right. We have a guest.
I'm sorry. We're going to
behave ourselves.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Cindy.
Not on my behalf.
I'm sorry you had to see that ugliness between us.
I am loving the Miss Frugal dress.
Oh!
Miss Frizzle, I'm sorry.
Is it Frizzle? I don't know.
Miss Frizzle. Magic school bus. Miss Frizzle, right?
Oh, my God. Well, okay.
Okay, well, great way to go there. This is what you call an awkward moment.
No, it's not, and now your audience needs a little more information. So what I'm wearing
is thank you.
Actually a Nanette Lepore dress.
Okay,
you might want to Google that.
You just got faced by Cindy of the narrative now.
Nanette Lepore.
And it is just for the audience, so you have a full visual.
Yes.
It's glowing neon, looking like the tops of treetop silhouettes.
Because
I need you to know I'm coming.
I see. Oh, she did it with the hand. I'm so glad there's a video replay of this.
Yes.
She gave you the finger, D.
She did. And it's okay.
I'm not opposed to Magic School Bus. I just wanted you to have the full picture.
See, but I feel like now you're taking us on a journey into this narrative nest.
Mm-hmm. A journey to bust you across your head if you miscall her dress again.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Cindy. They should have warned you.
No.
We are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
We're
I love
crazy.
It. I support it.
I love the personal stories. And what I was going to get to is the fact that, you know, everyone on a different level in everyone's lives, everyone feels like they have a story.
I hope so.
And there are many times where people don't feel like their story is given a platform to be heard or to be read by anyone outside of themselves.
Yeah.
So the narrative nest, I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, creates an opportunity for someone to express their story.
Absolutely.
Even if it's in written form, where others, thousands of others, will read this, and that may give them some type of reprieve, because they may be one of those people that feel that no one ever listens to them, no one ever hears their story, and the narrative nest has given them that opportunity.
I hope so. And I should say, too, they're not just written stories. They are also visual stories.
Okay.
That people are drawing the stories on those long pigeon gram scrolls.
Nice.
I love it.
So there's no excuse. You can't say, oh, I can't draw. Well, that's great. You can write.
Yeah.
Or you can't say, oh, I can't write. We'll draw it. It's all there, and it's open to everybody.
I love it. Well, Cindy Kuhn, it has been a pleasure speaking with you here at the Spark Festival of Creativity. Your website, again, was laboratory5.com.
It is indeed.
So we want everybody to go there and check out these stories that will be posted up on your Flickr page. Mm-hmm. That's laboratory5.com. Cindy Kuhn of the Narrative Nest, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
We appreciate you so much.
All right.
Man, this is the most phenomenal event that I've learned so much just in the little time that I've been here.
Right.
And it blows me away. I want to go write my story on the nest.
You should, except for you can't write, so you should probably just draw it.
I'll
but then again,
draw.
You can't draw, so you should probably just grab a sandwich, smear on some paper, and put it in there.
I wonder if I can sign. Can I maybe sign language my story?
You can't do that. Because
Or maybe I can sign our producer to actually get up and help Cindy Kuhn down from the platform and transition.
Oh no, he's not going to do that.
No, nothing changes.
Of course he's not going to do that.
We are outside of the studio, and he still won't do his job.
It's okay. The intern, though, is always throwing out those cards.
He is out there.
He's working.
Now, while we were talking to Cindy Kuhn of the Narrative Nest, and we're getting ready for, I believe, our next interview will be along shortly, but I actually saw the intern flick a card into someone's, like, baby stroller while they were going by.
No, he didn't.
I'm like, intern.
He's just flicking.
He's just
out there flicking the wrist.
Like, throwing cards. You know how you throw cards and try to get them
like
to stick
Gambit
it?
Yeah. From X-Men.
Yeah.
You don't know about X-Men.
I know, but I'm going to agree with it like I do.
Oh my gosh,
dude! Cindy Kuhn was about to bust you in your
she
eye.
Was.
Did you see that?
She was, but it was a compliment.
No, but
it was a compliment.
You miscomplimented her by drawing a conclusion of her dress to a 1980s cartoon.
But the frizz was the best thing there was about school, because you were like, "Oh, I'm going to get on this magic school bus. I'm going to be transformed into, like, I'm surfing on a sound wave, you know, taking a left at Mars." Like, it's the magic school bus. Like, who didn't love the days when your teacher was like, I don't want to teach today. I'm throwing on the magic school bus. And I felt like that's what she was doing with this narrative nest.
She is an artist and a creator, and you pretty much melted her down to a school bus driver.
I melted her down to an educator. With her art, she is educating the world. Come on, get your head out of your armpit, bro.
An educator that drives a school bus that shrinks.
Hey, there's bus drivers make good money.
There's a little green little lizard that is in that cartoon. She go. When you know what?
And lizards live in trees.
At the end of the show. Boom. At the
Mic
end of
drop.
This show.
Nope.
You better run.
I win.
You better run.
I win.
Get security to help you get to your car. Because
we got security right here.
Cindy Coon is going.
He got my back.
She is
going. He gave me the thumbs up. The kick and the wave. gave it all to me, so I'm good to go, man.
She's going to chase you. She's going to chase you so bad. All right, folks, we are at the Spark Festival of Creativity. We are having a blast. The crowd out here is really starting to rev up because, it's starting to cool off.
Yes.
When we got here, it was fairly.
It was hotter than the jalapeno.
It was so hot, but I knew that if it was hot outside, I know that the event was going to be even hotter.
Oh, of course.
Because it's hot. And there's great food out here, too.
There really is.
There is some really good. I don't know why, but every time we do these live shows, they somehow seem to put us near a food truck.
Because you're fat. The name of the show is Fat Guy Radio Show, not Skinny Guy Radio Show. If it was Skinny Guy Radio Show, they would put it next to like the fitness section.
The trees.
Of the,
yeah. The trees.
Somewhere where you couldn't get anything to eat, but they're like, no, this guy's a fat guy. If we don't feed him, he's going to be angry.
Yeah.
And we don't eat King Kong climbing on the building.
Put him near a food truck.
You know what, though?
Every festival is a food truck.
You know what, though? I'm not going to lie. Those popsicles over there,
yeah.
I had a margarita one. I swear.
Okay. Hold the popsicle because you and the intern went over there walking, and then you skip-scotched and bebopped and scatted back. I want to talk about those, but our next guest is on platform now.
Well, let's get her up here.
Let's get her up here, ladies and gentlemen, here live at the Spark Festival of Creativity. Please forgive me if I mispronounce your name.
It's okay.
Is it Keelan Maney?
It's Keelan Maney.
Keelan Maney?
Mm-hmm.
Keelan Maney, and she is part of the homage to, you're going to have to help me again with this.
It's Yayo Kusama.
Yayo
Kusama.
Yayo Kusama.
Uh-huh.
And thank you first for joining us here on Fat Guy Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
As you can hear, we are just a bunch of buckets. a bunch of buckets with nothing inside of the buckets. And we're just goofballs. And for some reason, we tricked the Spark Festival of Creativity people to let us in.
Sounds good.
So we're here. Okay, so I was out earlier perusing around the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that the exhibit that you have here
mm-hmm.
immediately grabbed my eyes because it's massive.
It's huge. You're right.
And you have these big, huge, and I talk into the internet for a living, so please forgive me for my ignorance, but there is these huge orbs floating in the air.
Yes.
And I haven't been back over there, but I imagine that they light up.
They do. They light up different colors.
And nice. Then there's these stairs that has this beautiful fabric pattern on it, and then people are putting things on and mm-hmm. taking pictures against it. So
the trees are wrapped in fabric as well.
Then the trees have like little fuzzy balls that you stick to them. So so I was just standing there in mm-hmm. awe. But please, if you will, tell us a little bit about this exhibit and how it pays homage to
Yayo Kusama.
Thank you very much. And every time I want to say that name, you just
there
with it. Because I promise you, I am not going to be able to say
Yayo Kusama.
I'm not going to say it. So tell us about this exhibit.
Okay. So Yayo Kusama is a Japanese artist. She's a leading contemporary artist.
Okay.
She's turning 84 years old this Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday, Yao Yao.
She lived in New York in the 60s and 70s, and she's always done work with lots of polka dots. And so she's done these installation pieces where she'll wrap the trees with polka dot patterns and have the hanging orbs from the trees. She has different types of installation work where she'll have a room that's all white, and then every person who walks into the exhibit gets a sheet of colored stickers, and they add color stickers to the exhibit. So over 2 or 3 months, the whole room becomes a whole colorful room.
Holy wow.
So, and then
that's genius.
She also will take these polka dots and she has these patterns, and she'll have the polka dot pattern in the background, and then she'll make clothes with the same fabric, and then she'll become camouflaged into the pieces.
Okay.
And then she also does these types of like infinity rooms where they're all done in mirrors, and then the polka dots just look like they go on and on.
Okay,
and on
so
and on.
Wow. This,
yeah, now she does amazing work.
I don't mean to cut you off, but we got the press release from Mesa Arts Center, and they mentioned the infinity rooms. Now, my little simple radio mind goes immediately to infinity pools, which they are normally just pools on a you know hillside that's up against the ocean, and you swim in one part, and it just looks like it spills over and runs into the ocean. Yeah. So when you said infinity room, I couldn't wrap my head around how do you get an infinity room?
So at the Phoenix Art Museum, they have an infinity room, and it's called the Firefly Exhibit. And so you walk into this very dark room, and hanging from the ceiling are like lots of lights. And then when you look out, it looks like it goes on and on and on forever because all of the walls in the room are mirrors. And so they're bouncing the reflections off of the light, so they look like it goes on and on and on forever.
I feel like I would be dizzy, and I would never...
You walk into the walls at first when you don't know where you're going.
Like the scariest funhouse ever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. All I got to do is warp some of the mirrors, and we've got the Arizona State Fair all over again. I love this. I love this. So what more can you share with us about
So I actually, when we started talking about ideas for Spark, I came to the director and said I wanted to do something like the sticker room, but I wanted to do something with Velcro and pom-poms, so it was like a three-dimensional element.
Okay.
And then that led into the conversation of, well, why don't we... I was going to do a kind of a smaller exhibit, and Cindy Ornstein, the director's like, let's take the whole center of campus. And I paint murals, so so bigger is better. So I'm like, okay, let's take the center. So we lined 20 trees. I designed the fabric. The fabric is... it is inspired by cactus. If you cut a cactus in half long ways and you look inside of it, there's different regions.
Okay.
And so it's an abstraction of that. And then everything's pink and orange and purple. And some people say, oh, well, those are girly colors. But actually, they're the colors of the Arizona sunset.
I love this.
So it has kind of a regional tie to it. And so I came up with that pattern, and then I got that printed, digitally printed on fabric and wallpaper. And so that's what you see on all the trees, and you see in the huge stair area. So it kind of just took over the whole middle of the
campus. I did capture a little bit of video, so all of our listeners from all over the world will be able to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow, and we'll be able to see this actual massive display, and it is beautiful. Now, a little birdie told me that the the display is on tour.
Yeah, so currently her work is on tour across the country right now.
So it's not necessarily this display
it's her original work. But her original work is on tour.
She should take some of the stuff you've done here, because that's phenomenal.
I would be ever so honored.
So where can people find more information about you and about your display and about Yahweh? I am not going to get this name tonight, and I rehearsed this name in the mirror.
No, you didn't.
You're right, I didn't. I didn't even pre-read the interview sheet before we came up here. No, I'm kidding. So Yu-Gi-Oh! Karmasutra was, did I say it right?
Right, yeah.
Okay,
that's
so
exactly
Yu-Gi-Oh! Karmasutra was painting some dots. What happened? What's going on? Why'd the whole crew just break
up? The intern's pissing his pants right now.
What did I do? I did something wrong.
He brought his Yu-Gi-Oh cards, he's like super honored that you said Yu-Gi-Oh.
Dude, you should go put your Yu-Gi-Ohs on the trees. No, I'm kidding. I'm making fun. We poke fun. I told you we were silly. They should have told you before you sat down. So where can people find more information about?
Okay, so I think it's on the Mesa Arts Center website.
Okay.
So you can look there. And then also, this Wednesday, it is Yayo's Kusama's birthday party. They're going to have a birthday celebration for her at the Phoenix Art Museum.
Oh.
And they've asked me to take components from this installation.
See?
So people, if you haven't come to the Spark Festival, you can come to her birthday celebration, and we will have the portrait area so people can come and put on the fabric and they can get camouflaged into the background just like they can do here.
That's the word I was looking for earlier, camouflage.
Right.
Because you go and you put the fabric on and the fabric matches the wall and then all you see is just your face just popped out right there in front of it and it's just you and your little kid just standing up there yowing and watching me. Right? Did I say it right?
That's yeah, you got it. Spot on.
This is phenomenal, and I want to thank you so much. Keelan?
Keelan. Yes. So close. So close.
I'm going to write it down. Keelan.
Right.
Are you writing it phonetically?
Nanny. I am. I literally wrote K-E-Y-L-Y-N. Mm-hmm. Keelan. Manny. Manny. Uh-huh. God darn it, son of a.
I know. It's tricky business.
I know. Why can't we just call you Cat Moo?
I like Cat.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Well, Cat's here, ladies and gentlemen, live at the Spark Festival of Creativity. And you know what? I know I'm going to probably embarrass him and he's protecting us right now, but it really made me feel real good to look up at our security guard yawning. I'm sorry.
I mean, it takes a lot of hard work to hold up that wall right
there. I know. I mean, he's good.
We love you.
We can because we love.
Yeah,
please.
We're so glad you're
officer.
There. Like, we're so glad you're there.
Have you heard about Yahweh Kama Sutra? All right. Well, Keelan, Manny, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yes.
Is there anything else that you would like to share? I don't want to rush you off, but I want to give you the opportunity to.
It's been a fantastic week. And we're going to keep up components of the installation. If you want to come walk here through Mesa Art Center, you can come and visit and see some of the things after the festival if you can't make it here.
And for this installation to be so unique. Mm-hmm. And the Spark Festival and the Mesa Arts Center, along with the City of Mesa, is offering this for free. This is a free festival.
It's a free festival,
And it's such a learning experience, too.
It is, yeah. It is great because it gets the children out to experience art, to be a part of it.
Yes.
All the exhibits, they're interactive, so the children and adults, they have a chance to go ahead and contribute to the exhibit.
Okay.
So they're actually artists themselves, which I absolutely love.
Love that.
And so it is a fantastic opportunity for everyone to come out. Yeah.
As a little person, you know, you're running around there and you're like, okay, you know, you go to the festival with your parents and there's not a lot of little things for you to do. The tree wraps go all the way down to, I think I saw maybe a little child that had to be no more than 2 or 3 years old participating.
Right, yeah, exactly. They go all the way down to the ground so everyone can participate.
And then a lady that was a little bit further advanced in age than I was up a little higher, 5 feet higher, participating in it at the same time.
Everyone wants to participate. It's really great.
Quick question.
Yes.
What does age have to do with height? I'm pretty sure once you read a certain height,
I was trying to do a comparison, and that lovely lady that just walked by looked dead at me when you asked that. I'm sorry, ma'am. I apologize for that.
I'm just saying, you said this lady was like 5 years your senior.
Please make sure she doesn't have one of our cards.
15 feet taller than you.
Well, okay, so there are, so Keelan Manny, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Being here and hanging out with us. It is the homage to
Yayo Kusama.
Yayo Kusama. And people can find more information and the details about your installation up on MesaArtCenter.com. Is there a Facebook page or anything that people can go and see? Or is there any social media?
I will be posting pictures to I have been posting pictures to my Instagram.
Okay,
so
throw it out there.
So that's just my name, Keelan Maney. So it's K-Y-L-L-A-N space M-A-N-E-Y. You can check it out there. And then if you want, I'll be posting them to my website, which will be KeelanManey.com in the next few days.
KeelanManey.com.
And if you can make it to the Phoenix Art Museum on Wednesday and you want your portrait taken, we'll be happy to do it for you.
I'm going
to
tell everybody that's listening to this right now to go on Wednesday and then listen to us on Thursday.
Right. And it's free on Wednesdays at the Phoenix Art Museum as well.
That's my best price.
Right.
I can afford that every time.
$3.99.
$3.99. Are you out of your mind?
No, I'm not out of my mind. It's $3.99.
Check out Keelan Manny on Instagram and at the Phoenix Art Museum this coming Wednesday for more of the
Yo.
You ain't going nowhere.
Kusama.
You got to teach me this. Ya. Uh-huh. You say it first and I'll repeat it.
Ya.
Ya.
Yoi.
Yoi.
Kusama.
Kusama. Mm-hmm. Ya. Yoi. Kusama.
There you go.
You say it.
Ya. Yoi. Kusama.
Whatever.
Boom.
Bravo. Full stop.
Ya. Yoi. Kusama.
Bravo.
Thank you. Ya. Yoi. Kusama. Thank you so much. And there she goes. Keelan Manny of the Ya. Yoi. Kusama installation here. And now she's gone. I can say Ya Yoi Kusama Obama. I just felt like I just wanted to keep saying that. All right, so we're having a good time here in Mesa, Arizona at the Spark Festival of Creativity in the heart of Mesa, Arizona. And we want to give a quick shout out and a thank you to the Mesa Arts Center for having us out here.
Yes, I'm so glad to be out here.
And it's cooled off outside.
It really has. But, you know, I'm fiending for another margarita right now.
Okay, so you got to tell us about these margarita
popsicles.
Popsicles, which is from one of the vendors here at the Mesa Arts Center.
Yes, yes. Hold up.
Okay, I don't know.
I had to. The intern had to get our security guard some water.
Oh,
he is working hard.
Yes, he
is. And he needs to be hydrated. We do live in a desert.
And we thank you. And he's really zoomed in, focused over there too, because we're literally on the street right now.
We really are. We're feet
of the street.
If I look to my immediate left, mm-hmm. I see Center and Main.
Yeah. Well, look, there's a little family walking by. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you? You guys coming to enjoy the Spark Festival?
We are. We came in the day, but it's better at night.
It is totally better. Can I ride in that stroller later? Thank you. Buddy, would you mind getting out of that, please?
he's like, no. No.
I'm sorry. Thank you, guys. Make sure they get a car so they can hear their little shout-out. So the margarita popsicle pops or whatever it is.
I don't know the name of the actual stand or anything. It's like homemade Mexican pops.
All I can see from my vantage point right now, and I know this is going to be completely physical, is all I can see is Ade Mexi Oops. Because there's a stand.
That's how they say it in Spanish.
Is that how it's said in
Spanish? That's how
they
say it in Spanish.
I can
Homemade
say that.
Mexican pops in Spanish is Ame Mexican Poops.
I can say that, but I can't say Yao Yao Karma Sutra. But I just, you know. So these Mexican pops.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently they're like all real flavored, like homemade.
Okay.
I don't know if the dude who's selling them is making them. I hope he is, because if not.
They like, didn't look kinda store-bought. They didn't look store-bought. By someone.
There's a couple of things that kind of like made me a little nervous about it. What? First of all, bottom.
Please tell nobody's listening.
The bottom's open. So
that means that they're homemade.
Yeah. But then,
are you worried if he washed his hands or if he cleaned off the sticks?
No, it's just the bottom was open. The bottom was open.
Okay.
And then, like, they have like the signature. I guess they have the signature like
bite
mold they have that they mold the popsicles in to freeze them, and it has a bite mark on the top.
Did you see the mold?
I have not seen the mold.
How do you know that that's the mold?
I'm just hoping it is.
Old dude is not back there taking a bite out of all those popsicles.
He's taking a bite out of every single popsicle because everyone I've seen had it.
And he's got perfect teeth because those are some perfect bites.
Yeah, it was like robotic bites.
Yeah, let's not say the name of the company because he has yet to bring one over here to me.
I know, but that margarita it's tequila spiked, and I am not going to lie.
But I will, please make sure the speakers are up, but I will shout out the food truck that's within a listening area of our show right now. If they brought us something over to eat, yeah, I definitely would do that. All right, back to the show.
Yeah.
What?
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. Yeah. I would love to have a bite of sound. Hint. Hint.
I mean, I always keep my dogs when they're hot on a short leash.
On a short leash. And you know what? I do love sausages.
Hey, that was in the soundbite that we had in the opening. Was Daddy, that? Would you like some sausage?
Sausage.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
I'm being creative. All right, back to your popsicle, because they clearly don't care that we're out here.
They don't. They don't.
Do you hear the traffic?
It's, you know what? It's like one of the best sounds. Like, okay. It's like growing up in the South Side, like sound of traffic was literally my lullaby.
That's true.
That and drive-bys.
Let me do something real quick.
Okay.
Intern, the formal intern of now the return of the intern. If someone from that food truck comes by this booth, you snag them and you pull them up to this table. You hear me? Not by the neck, just by the arm, and usher them over so gently. I will not leave Mesa, Arizona without a free hot dog.
See, I knew you were fat. Like, You are the fattest guy. I
am going to get me a hot dog. You cannot put me within 100 feet of a hot dog truck and not give me a hot dog.
But you can't even eat it.
You're right, but I'm going to look at it and I'm going to admire and use my imagination as I go down to the narrative nest and write a story about the fact that I should have ate that hot dog.
Oh my gosh. I'm done with you.
All right.
Why did I come today?
Because the network made us. The Mexican pop hot dog. They got hot dogs on the break.
Yeah, I think they have a hot dog flavored popsicle too.
That's not right. That is not.
I want to say he was listening to Limp Bizkit when he made it because it tastes like hot dog flavored water. I'm just going to throw it out there. So, and I did see a chocolate starfish.
What was so phenomenal about this popsicle?
It tasted like a margarita.
A real margarita?
Like a real margarita. I don't know if you put it says tequila spiked, so I'm hoping that there's real tequila in there.
Probably because they are serving alcohol here, I believe. Am I right or am I right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Where did our representative go?
She dipped out.
Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, security, are they selling alcohol here? He said yes.
He gives us a thumbs up. There's alcohol here. No wonder why they invited us here not knowing what we were going to do.
Because they were already drunk.
They were already drunk. They're like, sure. What? Come from Glendale, travel in 90 miles to come to...
Yeah, we got enough booze for everyone.
That's fine. Everybody that walks by makes a funny face at us, and that little kid was not getting out of that stroller to let me in.
You probably would have broke the stroller.
I was playing.
Ladies and
it.
Gentlemen, yes. I'm going to let you in on a secret. We always pull back the curtains.
Pull back the curtain then.
So I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit more.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, you do not know this, but Corey Blaze is a bigger guy.
That's not breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Well, I just broke it.
The name of the show is Fat Guy Radio Show, and that happens to be me.
But ladies and gentlemen, Corey is so self-conscious about his weight. We brought these lovely chairs for us to sit in, cushioned and everything. The intern's sitting on one. Our producer Flip is sitting on one. I'm sitting on one. We have one for our guest. And they're all made out of wood.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they are resin chairs, and okay, they are resin. The chairs that you would find at, like, any outside wedding.
Okay, so they're wedding chairs.
Yes.
They're very comfortable. Got a nice little cushion seat on the bottom, not on the back. Someone should probably write a letter to whoever created these chairs and put a cushion on the back.
See, you about to complain about me, but you're complaining about the chairs.
Well, I'm just saying. No, see, I'm complaining about the chairs that I'm actually sitting in because I can sit in it, but you told me... When we were packing up today, hey, you said, DT. I said, what? You said, you said, DT, can you do me a favor?
Please.
Make sure to pack my metal chair.
Yes.
Because I am afraid of sitting on one of those resin chairs and just eating face on the floor.
I was. It's true. Those things are not built for people of larger carriage.
I could have sworn these had a weight capacity of 300.
They do, and I don't exceed that weight capacity, but I didn't want to take the chance because I knew I was going to be sitting here in the middle of our table here in the heart of Mesa, Arizona, and I was going to be swiveling back and forth, and I didn't want to take the chances on that chair just, you know, snapping from under me.
So
and
you don't think these chairs got swivelness to it?
No, they don't have larger carriage swivelness.
Larger carriage swivelness.
Larger carriage swivelness.
Did we just name the show?
No, we named the show Spark Festival before we started. But I didn't want to take the chances on that.
Okay, I understand
that. And that's just the way that it works. That's the way
I
roll.
It's like Shallow Hal when she broke that chair.
So you never told me why those popsicles
were because it tastes like a margarita. What do I have to spell it out for you? Margarita. It tastes like alcohol, and I can eat it.
But you didn't get no buzz or nothing, did you?
Nah, but I don't
know. It wasn't really margarita, so how did they get the margarita flavor without the margarita?
Maybe it was really a margarita.
Dude, if that
but
was
But when you
true.
Freeze alcohol, maybe it loses some of its bite.
Maybe so.
I don't know. I'm not a mixologist.
I'm really excited that you had that, though. I didn't have... You tried to offer me
I tried
some, but
to,
I didn't
and
offer it.
I tried to offer it, and you were, like, super, like, snooty about it. You were like, no, I'm Corey Blaze. I don't eat popsicles.
I wonder if Mama Clump from The Nutty Professor, if she was here, she would enjoy the Spark Festival.
I don't know. Let's see if she...
I think she might be over around the corner. I'm going to run over there and see. Because normally if I go over and get her, she's going to knock me down.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to come back. But I'll send her over here, and you just kind of ask her a couple of questions. If she's over there, hey, Mama! Mama, are you over there? Mama Clump?
No, I ain't coming over there.
Mama, this dude is really running over there to get
Mama
her.
Clump,
I can't believe he's leaving to go get this lady. Lip, you know how much I hate this lady. You know how much I hate this lady.
Yeah, you bagged on her pretty bad.
All right. Bro, because she does is come in and she ruined the show.
Hey, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
See?
With that chicken.
Right off the bat.
How you touch this microphone to make this microphone right? How you make this microphone right? There. You see, I told that little fat boy came over there. He told me to come over here, talk to y'all. I'm hearing it from Mesa, Arizona at this Spark Festival.
How did you even get over here?
I came here. I got my rear chair. I started it up and... And it came on the battery, got me about halfway. I had to stop at one of them gas stations and fill it all up again. But I made
Wait,
it out here.
You filled up your battery at a gas station?
I did. They got a little power plug right out there on the side of it. I filled that thing up. I sure did. And I came out here and this is lovely people out here at the Spark Festival.
So, Mama Club, I have a couple of questions.
I didn't want to come over here and talk to y'all. You know that, right?
I don't want you to come over anyways.
I want to have nothing to do with y'all over here. I wanted to come out here and I wanted to just sit down and enjoy the lovely, wonderful evening and maybe meet me a nice fella and have him take me out, show me a lovely evening and, you know, relations. You know, I don't want to say, can I say that in Mason?
No, you cannot.
I can't say relations in
no,
Mason?
No, you can't. Stop saying it.
No, I won't say relations in Mason. Relations. I won't say that. That's You know, they're so lovely. Y'all are some lovely young men over there walking around.
I think that dude in the red hat really likes you.
I think he did, too. He's in there. He's Snapchatting me right now.
Yeah, he wants to turn around and say what's up, but...
He ain't paying no damn attention to nothing that we're doing. It's just...
Oh,
it's
he just turned around. But you know, he turned around the wrong way. To your right, sir.
It's just lovely that Mama Clump came all the way out here from Hollywood, California to have a part of this Mesa's Spark Up Festival. Is that what it is?
You no, it's not the Spark Up Festival.
You're going to spark up the festival?
No, it's not a
it's
Spark
lovely.
Up Festival.
You know, I used to be a creative artist. I used to create many things. I used to draw. And most of them was in mashed potatoes, but I used to create lots of artworks and things like that.
You created
that.
Artworks and mashed potatoes.
Hey, there's food, mashed potatoes. Just look at these two-year-old kids walking by. You ever create artwork with that little boy? You ever create artwork with your food and when your mama told you not to play with the food? Yeah, mama's shaking your head. And you
mama said you
no.
did. Mama snitched you out.
You got to listen to your parents. Stay in school. It's lovely. And education, it helps out everyone. You know, if you don't say education, you'd be up on the internet radio show or whatever. This is lovely. But, you know, I used to make,
What?
I know.
What?
I used to make peas in the trees.
Peas in the trees.
Peas into trees.
So you turn your peas into trees. Did you plant them?
No, I turned the peas. You know, the peas you get when you go, because they serve peas at the geriatric center. And you go in there and you get the peas and, you know. And, yeah. You know, when Sherman, Sherman used to come by the house and, you know, for dinner time. And we'd always have peas out there. And I'd turn them into trees back then.
How did you turn the peas into trees?
You take a little bit of the gravy and you stack them up on each other. And what it's going to do. Why did this producer man say
I have no idea why the producer
What are you going to say, Mr. Producer Man? Do I have to go?
No.
What are we doing? Is that Cindy Orley, that one that the Mesa Arts Center? I know who she is. Corey know who
but
she is.
We're going to do Evan after.
We're going to do Evan. Switching stuff up? So we switching stuff up, and you just give the honorable here. Is that so? You want me to lead the show right now, so Corey can come back over here and do this interview?
Yeah, actually, I didn't want you to come in the first place.
Well, I don't want to come on your stupid show. I didn't want to be here last time y'all had me on your stupid show.
Then why
show.
Do you keep coming?
Because I was out here at the Spark Festival of Creativity having a lovely time.
Well, I hear there's some good hot dogs over here. Let's see what you can turn
don't
a hot dog
you know
into.
Who my son is? My son is Sherman Clump, and then I
that's
got
not your
my,
son.
My daughter. No, that's my grandson.
Yes,
you're right.
Come on.
I'm old, you know.
You're senile.
There's been a long time. It's been a long time. But I'm going to go over here to Sparkfield. You know, I was out there at that beatboxing, rapping machine.
Doing what?
I was bebopping and hip-scopping and scotching.
You was hip-scotching and scotching?
I sure was. I was written out. I was retching over there, and I was mashing the buttons, and it was just lovely. It was so much fun.
I bet you said it like Teddy Pendergrass, didn't it?
You should go. I was like, oh, baby, yeah. I was. That's exactly what. Don't be laughing at me. That was some talent.
That was not.
This is Spark Festival Creativity, and I am creative.
You are not.
I am creative.
No, you're not.
You know, I'm too close to you right now for you to be talking all that mess. You know,
you're too slow for me, too.
I will cut you.
I will love to see you try.
Come on. Come on over here. here.
Corey!
Come on over. That fat boy ain't come Corey. Back over here. He ain't come back over here.
Get back over here.
I don't care. He's getting up. I'm getting out of here. Because last time he came up to me, he said, you know, I want you to make me some mashed potato angels.
No, he didn't.
He did. Because
Corey can't even eat food right now.
I make art in food.
Well, Corey doesn't like art.
The clumps are all about like art. That's what he does. I'm out of here. I don't like me in here. I'm going back to the Spark Festival of Creativity. And I'm going to meet me
somebody. All right, go on, get.
I'm going to meet go me somebody get. Nice. Somebody go get it out over here. It's going to be really lovely.
Bye.
Mama, why are you getting away? I can't. Get on here, fat boy, and finish your show. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I am so sorry. I told you she was going to hit me and knock me down.
I don't know why you always bring this girl to everywhere we go.
Why is she in Arizona to begin with?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But you know what's funny, though?
What?
We had a special guest that was scheduled to appear on our show.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, she was.
And, oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, and her didn't.
She did not.
She did not.
And it was to promote this Spark Festival that we're at now. And she didn't make it to the show. And we understood why.
They were incredibly understanding people.
But ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now here live at the Spark Festival of Creativity at the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona, is Cindy Ornstein, the executive director of the Mesa Arts Center and director of arts and culture for the city of Mesa. And we're going to give you a hand because we are so glad that you
made it out. My apologies for the mishap the other night.
Yeah, so what happened? Yeah, Cindy, what's happening? What's the 411? What'd you do? We heard so many mixed stories that you got pulled over.
Your battery died.
Oh, my God.
For driving while creative.
I wish it had been as exciting as that.
And then someone said that you had saved a cat from a high tree. And then someone else mentioned something about a life-saving maneuver for someone that passed out choking on some, I don't know, baklava or something.
Oh, that's what it was.
I don't know what it is. But
Do any of these food carts sell baklava? Because I could go for some right now.
None on campus now.
Wait,
sorry.
Hold on a minute. I just realized what just happened.
What?
We got this, Cindy. We'll get to you in a second. We got the executive director.
Yeah?
Of this entire thing. She can go over to that food truck and make them give me
food.
Oh,
my gosh. She could totally get us some food. Yeah, they don't work for me.
Oh. Cindy, you go over there and you tell them. You look them dead in the eye. You say, I am Cindy Ornstein, the executive director.
And by the way, it's very impressive that you said my name twice and you pronounced it correctly.
See, I can't.
Nobody ever does.
See?
Nobody ever does.
You have a really good person in Cassie. I'm going to tell you that right now because she totally gave me a pronouncer. I'm sure she did. Can you go make them give me a hot dog?
I could buy you a hot dog.
No. That takes the stank off of it. I need someone.
I don't think I'm a good strong armor. No.
This is what you do. No. I'm going to walk you through it. You go up to him and you say, hey, you, dude, put down the wiener and the bun and come here. There is an internet radio host that's sitting within 100 yards of you, and he wants one of your hot dogs.
I will tell you, I think that the way you get your free hot dog is you invite him to be interviewed on your show about his food truck.
I give him a shout out when his head was sticking out
and
of the window.
And then he will give you a hot dog.
She's always
That's
thinking.
That's a pretty good strategy.
This is how you made it to executive director.
That must be.
All right, so enough with the fun and shenanigans. I've got some of the interview questions that I wanted to talk to you about. Number one, thank you for allowing us to be here.
Oh, we're so excited to have you here. It's really fun.
We are having the time of our lives just hanging out. We don't make it to the East Valley too often, but we've got to change that. And I believe that's going to change with this relationship with the City of Mesa and the Mesa Arts Center. So thank you so much for allowing us to do this.
Thank you for being here.
It is so much fun. So this whole event is happening literally in your front yard of the Mesa Arts Center. What was behind the creation of the Spark Festival?
So I started here just a little under 7 years ago, and I'd moved here for this job from Michigan.
Okay.
And I had a creativity festival on my last campus, and it was a great event. It was a lot of fun. It was similarly an event for people to immerse themselves in participatory creation, you know, really all about the people who were here engaging with artists. And it seemed like the perfect thing for this campus, and it's gone through a lot of different changes over the years. We've been experimenting and changing, and we love what it is this year. We really love it. We love this year. It's all, we've had years when we've had national and international artists as well as local artists, and this year it's all Arizona artists.
Nice.
We love that, and we love celebrating the creativity we have right here at home in the Valley and in the state. And we also hired 4 artists to be curators of large segments of the campus. And so they were able, they've had several months to put together teams of artists to work with them and put large-scale installations and interactive activities together. And it's just so much fun from one end to the other. I don't know if you've had a chance to wander around.
Yes, I did. DT and I both wandered around. What I love so much is the word immerse. It literally is a full immersion of the arts here. And it's not some, I didn't know, I had somewhat of an idea of what to expect coming out to this festival. And we've been to a few festivals in Mesa. This, not to downplay the other festivals and one happening literally a couple of blocks west of us, this was way more than I expected.
Well, I'm so happy. We love way to exceed more. Expectations.
And I love big, grandiose displays. And there are displays that are here and exhibits that are here that are 2 stories tall, that are submerged into the ground. The Mesa Art Center, this is my first time being at the actual center. And it's huge. There's a lot of space, and there's so much that is going on.
Yeah, so it is the largest multidisciplinary arts center in the Southwest U.S. Over 212,000 square feet on 7 acres, and it is a magnificently beautiful example of contemporary architecture. It was the year it opened, which was 11 years ago. It won the Urban Land Institute for Design of Public Spaces.
Boom.
And so even when there's no festival here, it's a magical place. It's just a beautiful space.
There's a theater.
There are 4 theaters.
4 theaters?
4 theaters ranging in size from 99 seats to almost 1,600 seats. And there are 14 visual and performing arts studios where we give classes to the public. We offer almost 1,000 classes a year in visual and performing arts. There's a contemporary art museum with 5 galleries. There's 2 outdoor stages. And we have a really extensive engagement and outreach program in the community and the schools. So it's pretty wild.
Mesa, Arizona as itself, I mean, we are from, our home base is in Glendale, Arizona, which is expanding out there, but Mesa is really from, I'm an Arizonian. I was born and raised here in Phoenix, Arizona, and you don't find many of me still around Arizona.
That's
because
right.
Most of the people that were born here realize, hey, after my 18th year of 400 degree temperature, I would probably move somewhere, maybe Michigan. But Mesa is growing and expanding so tremendously.
Mesa is really
reinventing
itself. It's really
interesting.
It's a huge city. We are the 38th largest city in America. We are bigger than Atlanta and bigger than Minneapolis. People don't realize that.
And you got 10-piece match between Phoenix and Mesa, and we're just, you know, just...
Yeah, so in Arizona, we're the 3rd largest. We're just a little behind Tucson in population.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really exciting about Mesa is that we have this small, charming downtown with a really great creative community, and it's really growing from a grassroots perspective.
Yes.
With a lot of engagement. So it's got the best of all worlds, really. And we're so close to the natural beauty, but just a hop, skip, and jump from Tempe, Phoenix, and the West Valley.
Very nice. True. And in... from, you know, growing up here, seeing Mesa was kind of like always, you know, not to downplay it, and please, people of Mesa, don't be upset, but it was almost like a little bit of the armpit of Phoenix.
And it was thought of as quiet,
yeah.
Maybe. I mean, we
small
all know it was
feel.
Thought of as maybe being sort of boring, sort of conservative.
Yeah.
What's interesting is people still think of it as conservative, but... And there are aspects that one could say are conservative, but really, there's also a very vibrant, progressive attitude here.
Yes.
I mean, you know, does a conservative city build and really support this kind of enormous arts, you know, venue?
Right.
And then we have two other museums that are city venues as well, the Arizona Museum of Natural History and the Idea Museum. So the city is invests in the arts, recognizes that that makes a community strong.
And that it wouldn't be something that someone would say probably 15 to maybe 20 years ago. You know, so there has been definitely an evolution that has taken place out here in Mesa, and it is an evolution that is very well received. We, our show, this zany, cockamamie internet radio show that we do, has been so embraced and so loved by people in Mesa and the beautiful residents of Mesa and those that visit Mesa. And, you know, that shows the evolution of it, but it still has that down home, small town feel, even though it is the third largest city in the state.
Yeah, I live here and work here, and I adore it.
That's
I
wonderful.
Adore Mesa. And it's got its own personality, and we're really, really coming along. I think that there have been several big events that have moved it the way it's gone.
Sure.
Mesa Arts Center existed for like 25 years before this was built 11 years ago, but it was in an old elementary school, two blocks up.
A little small
from here.
And
it was on center, and it was very popular, bursting at the seams, but it had a small gallery, it had a small theater, it had a studio program, and there were visionaries in Mesa who had the foresight to realize that building a world-class performing and visual arts center in the heart of downtown would be an enormous boon to a community like this. And
it is,
it's really exciting.
It is gorgeous, to say the least. The building itself is spectacular in its design and everything that it offers. Architecture of the building, it screams art.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
When I was driving up Main, I'm like, I'm seeing all the little shops and all the little small businesses, and I'm seeing the little apartments, and then, boom, out of nowhere, there's the Mesa Arts Center. You can't miss it.
Yeah, so we hope anybody listening who has never been here, come on down, check it out. We have a contemporary art museum that is open every day but Monday.
Okay.
And is always free.
Awesome.
And right now, the annual Contemporary Craft Exhibition, which is a national juried contemporary craft show, is up, and that is, it's magnificent.
Yes, and you can learn more, and even people that are across the country and even listeners that we have that are all over the world, MesaArtsCenter.com.
Correct.
You can visit them. They're also available on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media sites as well. Mesa Arts Center. Check
them
out. Yes,
Arts with an S. Mesa Arts Center. Because
Arts Center.
Otherwise, yeah, people miss that part. That's great.
And we'll have the link up also on this post of this show, and we'll also have it up on our Facebook page as well, even though
Fantastic.
we've been social media posting Facebook Mesa Arts Center for like the last 2 weeks. We are so excited to be here.
We are too, and we look forward to having you back again.
Now, one last thing before you go, because these microphones give us the power to put you on the spot.
Sure.
That cartoon size stage over there, I'd like the show to be there next year.
Oh, with the orange glass wall up at the north end?
I don't know, just in the middle of everything, and I just kind of wanted to be there.
Oh, wait, do you mean the one in the middle of campus with the green wall behind it?
I don't know, there's more than
one
stage?
There's two outdoor stages.
Good God.
And yeah, actually, this is one of the rare festivals where we weren't using the stage in the middle of campus, and you could have been there, but next time we'll plan
Cassie,
for that.
Somebody get Cassie on the line.
We'll plan for that next time for sure.
Okay, perfect.
Nice.
I just wanted to put you on the spot. We don't have to, but we will. We can bring out some of our musical friends.
Well, we actually have quite a few nice places for elevating and showcasing something, so when we're planning your next visit, we can look at them together and choose something.
Even though I'm not complaining about this. This is gorgeous. I love this location because we're right literally within 200 feet of the
she was probably thinking
Mesa.
That you needed a slightly quieter spot, but you would have really loved being closer to the action. So we'll make sure that happens next time.
You know what? I can't get you to get me a hot dog, but I definitely can know that you're going to pull this off and pull this together.
Yes, you can know that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You were
so
such
much.
A good sport, too. And we forgive you. We love you. And
yeah,
we are honored.
I will say that you're night, honored. I was, I'm a co-founder and on the planning committee for an event that we had last weekend, Southwest Maker Fest.
Oh, you're so busy.
And I was at the planning committee meeting right before the festival, and I felt terrible, and I left the meeting early, so I did not look at my calendar again that night. So it won't happen again, I promise.
It happens. We understand. And like I told Cassie, and like I told you, I sent you a personal text, and I said,
You were so lovely. You were lovely, and I appreciated that tremendously.
We are honored by this. We are honored to just be here because we're just talking to the internet for a living. That's all we do.
It's fantastic. So we are happy you're here.
Thank you.
And I think you're going to be talking to somebody else who I think very highly of.
Yes.
And he's done an amazing job at this festival, and he'll tell you all about his project that engaged many, many, many people the last 2 days.
This is the one that we purposely put him as the finale.
Excellent.
Because I am extremely excited to talk to him next.
So cool. Am I.
All right, so let's transition
thank
out.
So much.
Thank you, Cindy Ornstein.
Thank you. Have
we
a great night.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye. There she goes. Ladies and gentlemen, oh, this is amazing. I'm glad that we got a chance to actually get her on the show finally.
Yes.
Because this is, she's the brains behind this whole whole process. And she's so sweet.
She really is.
I want to go have
she
cookies
really
with her. Bye,
I just want to have cookies.
All right, I'll be over tomorrow for brunch. What? I want to go for brunch. Is that bad?
You can't eat.
I know. Let's not get into that.
I'm sorry, but I got to let the world know that the fat guy can't eat.
All right, so Spark Festival Creativity, you can find information, and we are bottom lit on our video feed right now, so we probably all look really creepy, but that's fine.
It's camping face.
In the woods along. No, I'm kidding. This is phenomenal. Number one, I don't know if I got a picture of it, but we're going to have to get a picture of it before I leave. There is like this whole facade on the front of whatever building this is here. And it's like the crystal water trucks. And
Sparkle.
Sparkle water?
Yeah.
And it's like the whole wall is moving.
I feel like Lip told you that. And
I know.
Just totally just bit off Lip.
Yeah, I may or may not have just stolen his story.
I don't know if you saw it, but during your interview, I didn't want to acknowledge
that. Yes,
because
there was a huge bug on the table.
No. There was these cute little kids who came up here just enthralled by the lights. But then the little girl like stopped looking at the lights, and she was just enthralled by your interview.
Was she really?
She really was. I feel like we might have a future show host.
Maybe
in the
she
making.
Was just enthralled by how large I am. She's like,
that could
Mommy,
be too.
That's
it's like
a very large man sitting there talking to
maybe
him.
She's like, never seen a fat guy before, but you are the biggest.
It's a talking chocolate teddy bear.
You are a talking chocolate teddy bear.
I am a talking chocolate teddy bear. All right, ladies.
Get this man a hot dog.
We have been fighting all night to get me one of those damn hot dogs. All right, so our next guest has joined us on the platform here at the Spark Festival Creativity. It is Evan Tobias from the We Are All Musical exhibit here. Welcome, Evan, to the show, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am really excited to have you on the show, and we purposely, like I told Cindy Ornstein, that we purposely put you at the end because music is the closest thing
it's
to
life.
My heart. I was a musician first before I was in radio, before I was in acting, before I was in videography. I was music, and I was surrounded by music growing up, and I've studied music, I've forgotten music, and I've learned more about music. So when I saw that we were going to have the opportunity to talk to you about your exhibit, We Are Musical, and we went back there and walked around, and to be honest with you, we walked around and we were looking for the little display sign that said We Are Musical, and we didn't see it. And so we went to one of our contacts here, and I says, where is this? We're going to be talking to Evan later. Where is the exhibit? She's like, the whole section back there is the exhibit. And I said, oh, so we were right in the middle of your exhibit, yeah. Not realizing we were right in the middle of your exhibit. So give us a little background about We Are All Musical.
Sure. So We Are All Musical is as much a celebration of the people of Arizona being musical as it is a statement that we are all indeed musical. I think it started off, the seed of it was hearing people around the area sometimes say things like, oh, I'm not very musical, or I wish I could be musical, or sure. I am non-musical, and thinking, well, that's probably not really the case. Everyone really is musical or has the potential to be musical, so how can we find ways for people to realize that? And so as I started to think about what can we do, I tapped into a lot of the things that I do. I teach, I'm in the music education faculty at Arizona State University, and a lot of my job consists of helping current teachers and future music teachers think about the ways that they can address all people sure. in schools and mm-hmm. help them feel musical. So we started to draw on some of those ideas. So We Are All Musical, as you said, is kind of a large set of exhibits where you can start on one end where we had multiple kinds of drum circles of different kinds of drumming styles.
Saw the drum yeah. circle.
Oh, yeah, man.
Thank you.
And we had a bunch of different artists who do drum circle facilitation come. We had AZ Beat Lab, Arizona Rhythm Connection. We had Joe Goglio who does some samba music. So we had a different variety of styles of drumming, and people could just come in there and get started right away.
Loved it.
Right next to it, we had what we call the Digital Music and Push Playground, which was using contemporary music production software and creation devices that allow people just to get in there and start hitting the pads and making music immediately.
Okay, now we're going to have to push the brakes on this one right here, because this one right here made me want to go over there. We're talking that you see, like, these DJs that are, big known DJs, and I can't call any big DJs, like, whatever.
Murder Mouse, Skrillex.
All those guys. And they have all these doogidgy gadgets that they're up there, and they've got all these things. That's right here, and people were over there using them.
Oh, absolutely, and these all ages too.
These
right?
are yeah. cheap pieces of equipment.
No, they're not.
You guys have rolled them out and brought this to where people see them, and they are creating with them. I wanted to get over there, but I was like, oh my god, I'm afraid I'm going to break that. I know that that's a very expensive piece of equipment, but it was so amazing, and people were actually doing it.
Yes.
And stuff was sounding good. I think I may or may not have danced the jitterbug for about 2 or 3 minutes while I was there. Until one of the Congo guys got up and said, sir, please stop doing that. You're scaring the kids. But I danced for a minute, nice, Evan. Nice. I swear I danced. That was phenomenal over there, man.
That's great to hear. And I really loved watching and listening to all ages doing it.
Yes.
Too, right? Little
and it was
kids
working. And it wasn't
adults.
Like, you know how you go into a music store and you sometimes just see, I mean, you're an educator, you know. You go into a music store and there's a very, 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 very novice person on the mm-hmm. piano, and they're just banging it because it makes noise. Those people were, everyone that was there interacting with that exhibit was actually creating something.
Absolutely.
It wasn't mess. It was music.
Yeah, absolutely. And part of that is, we designed sets ahead of time, and there are a lot of facilitators. So although I'm the person that curated it, it involves a large group of people who are a great team of local music teachers, music education students at ASU, AZ Beat Lab, Michael Ferraro and Samuel Pena are two of my collaborators who did a really wonderful job of helping to design these things. So mm-hmm, mm-hmm. one of the things that we did is before we brought all the gear and the software in is we thought about, okay, how can we set this up so when someone comes in and they start hitting the pads, it will sound pretty decent and yeah. it'll sound good and they'll feel good about what they're doing. And in addition to that, the people who are facilitating know how to play along with people and make them feel very comfortable. So I think that went really well. And
it worked, man.
Smiles kind of made my day throughout the time.
And then there's a DJ.
Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's actually going on right now. We have local hip-hop trio Shining Soul. DJ Reflection has been giving some DJ workshops. Bronze Candidate is doing some beat-making workshops. And MC Liaison is doing some rhyme-writing workshops. And they perform tonight at 9:30.
So
nice.
So you're there at – you're at ASU. You're
yes.
a professor at ASU. How did you come to design or curate the We Are Musical? And it's massive. It's like the whole back part of the Mesa Arts Center is the We Are Musical. Literally, we thought we were walking through. Tell me if I'm lying. We thought no. we were walking through 7 different yes. exhibits, and it
we
was
really,
all one.
Yeah, we were like, where do we go? I did not see this guy's sign. Like, We're like, nope, that's a drum circle. Can't go there. Yeah. Nope, that's mobile.
That's
mobile
a DJ
music.
Guy
right,
over right. there.
I was like, what is going on? I was like, we're looking for We Are All Musical. And yeah. then
you were experiencing it.
Yeah.
And we were in the middle of it and didn't even realize we were in the middle
yeah.
of it.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it connects to a lot of the kinds of work that we do at ASU in the music education department. And we're doing one of the other areas that a lot of people were attracted to was what we're calling the STEAM space. And what we're doing there is you saw people like playing with fruit and making music with that. And
sure.
people who are touching circuit boards and making their own instruments. And part of that is an initiative to combine science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And so we're showing how music intersects with all these other disciplines. And making, you can make musical with all these different kinds of ways of doing science as well.
Making instruments and then making music with the instruments
Absolutely.
That you just made. Mind blown. I mean, that's a mic drop. That's a mic drop moment right there, Dean.
Yeah.
It's a mic drop. So how did you transcend the ASU atmosphere or what you do at ASU to this?
It's actually very similar because what I'm doing at ASU is I'm working with people to help them facilitate musical engagement and music learning in a way that all people can feel positive and successful.
Okay.
And so we just translate that work into a community context. So it might be different where in a school you might have a curriculum, you might have learning objectives and things of that sort.
Right.
And in a community context where you might only see someone for 5 seconds to 5 minutes to, who knows, 20 minutes, half an hour of engagement, you have to figure out, what does this person want to get from this? What are they curious about? How do I get them curious? How do I support them? And that's not me. I mean, I do that work at ASU, but I have to give a lot of credit to the facilitators, the local music teachers, and the students, because they know how to read the situation, how to invite people in and make them feel comfortable. So it's a translation of the work that we do at ASU and into the community. We're already in schools. We work with nonprofit music organizations.
Sure.
Now we're at the Mesa Arts Center as part of the Spark Festival, and I think it's a natural extension of what we do. And I have to give a lot of credit, like I said, to all the team that's working with me, because one person can't pull this kind of thing off.
I mean, you've got a laundry list of people that include Samuel Pena,
yeah.
Michael Ferrara, Melita Belgrave.
Yeah, I got to talk about Dr. Melita Belgrave, one of
Please.
My colleagues, part of the Music Therapy and Education Division. One of the things that she did with some of her students is to help us think about, okay, we're going to engage a lot of people, but we have to think about how could we engage people of all age levels and all functioning levels.
Okay.
So that the class there prepared a video to help all the facilitators think about the various situations they might encounter with people of various functioning levels. So, for instance, if they encounter someone who gets overstimulated, how do you deal with that kind of situation? So she was really pivotal in helping us think about how can we be inclusive of everyone.
Right.
And then I have to also give credit to another one of my colleagues, Dean Bacalzo. And one of the things he did is he's helping us use his design background to design the way that we use our tables to help people kind of be comfortable in that situation. And like you said, there's all kinds of other organizations. We actually have a website.
Yes, I was just going to ask you, where can people find more? What is
sure.
your website?
If people go to evantobias.net / We Are All Musical, as if it was one word.
Okay.
We have a list of all those exhibits you were talking about where
yes.
people can get a sense of what happened, but also we designed the website so that people who were here who got really interested in the things that they were doing could go to the website and continue engaging, learn more. We have tutorials on there. We have
Love
YouTube
that.
Videos.
Love
we have
that.
Links to resources. Because, like I said, the theme of We Are All Music is not just you came here and you felt good for 1 minute. It's you got a sense that you are musical, you can be musical, and we're going to help you continue being musical.
It's a phenomenal thing. And, Evan, thank you so much for joining
us
here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Man, I could talk to you for two more hours.
Likewise. This has been really fun.
It is evantobias.net/weareallmusical, and you can go and learn more about this. You're a cool cat, and I can't
Thanks.
Believe that you are an ASU professor, because when I think ASU professor, I do not think Evan Tobias.
Oh, no. I have great colleagues. It's
I'm
a great
like,
family, great
yeah.
community.
He's a
I love
cool
working
dude.
There. Yeah.
He's chill. He's relaxed. You know what I mean? You just look like you're having a good time.
Oh,
out
it's
here.
Great. It's great here. The Spark Festival is phenomenal. Mesa Arts Center is phenomenal. I'm
They're
having
great.
A blast.
They are great. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
I
you.
Do appreciate
I appreciate it.
It
as well.
Thank you so much. And there he is, Evan Tobias. You can check him out at evantobias.net/weareallmusical. Well, Dite,
yes,
our time is up here at the Spark Festival. I feel like I was just getting started and I still don't have a hot dog.
Where is our hot dogs?
Oh, hi guys.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how are you? Hi, Corey Blaze, Fat Guy Radio Show. How are you? I'll say your name 10 times if I get a hot dog. Oh, God. Thank you, ladies, or whoever that was. I'm not saying it again. He's out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, eat more chicken. All right, so we're out here.
Eat more chicken.
We're out here at the Spark Festival of Creativity. DT, I don't know about you, man, but this has been the event of all events.
And yes.
It was a lot of work went into this.
Yeah.
A lot of sacrifice, a lot of money. There are a lot of dead bugs on our table, but and I'm not. And you know what? I've held it together. I did not scream, especially when that great big one that's over there just didn't move anymore.
Oh snap! I didn't even see that one.
Yeah, let's leave him alone until I'm far. No! All right, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Let's start to close the closer. Let's get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the throwback closer. What? Lip, I see you over there. Boy, I see you with the throwback closer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a phenomenal time here at the Spark Festival of Creativity. I don't have a closing script, so I'm going to go at it.
All right,
go
for
it. The best that I can. Today's show was brought to you by the Spark Festival of Creativity. Find out more information about this festival and many other festivals by visiting mesaartscenter.com. We have had the time of our lives out here, and I don't want it to stop. I want to keep going, but our time is up. Spark Festival of Creativity, this is the last night. Anybody that is watching this replay or listening to the replay, you've got to check it out. If you are anywhere near the East Valley, you want to make it out here for this phenomenal event, because there is something out here for everyone, and we appreciate it so much. So again, thank you to our special guest, Cindy Kuhn with the Narrative Nest. You can find her at laboratory5.com. And then Keelan Maney of the homage to
Yayoi Kasuma.
You struggled over that, but that's all right.
Yayoi Kasuma.
And you can find her on Instagram, Keelan Maney. And then, of course, Evan Tobias, who I was really excited to talk to.
Yeah.
You can find more information about We Are All Musical at evantobias.net/weareallmusical. And we'll have these links up on our news page on fatguyradioshow.com. Well, I have had a phenomenal time. I hope you've enjoyed yourself.
Oh, I enjoyed myself thoroughly.
And thank you to our security guard, the security guard, for keeping us protected. I saw you jump in the action there.
I saw that. I was like, yes!
I'm like, yes!
I'm so glad he's here!
Oh, man, because that would have been a big problem! But he got us taken care of, so thank you so much for sticking around, man. We appreciate you. Cindy Ornstein, once again.
Yes.
Just beautiful. And I gotta thank my dad for helping us with a lot of the transportation of equipment this far out here. I want to thank that guy walking by us with a cartoon size ladder. And thank you to the food truck that never brought me a hot dog. Rat bastards. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for today. For our executive producer, Philippius.
That's me.
And associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Side dud.
And intern, the intern, the formal intern, the return of the intern. Okay, he's off mic, which is exactly where he deserves to be. I'm your host, Corey. You dab one more time. I'm going to throw my shoe at you. That wasn't an achoo, that was a dab. You grown-ass man over there dabbing.
He's not grown yet.
Oh, he's not grown. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Join us on Fat Guy Radio Show every Thursday live streaming. We'll be back in the studio next week at fatguyradioshow.com/live. You can find our live show there at 7:30 every Thursday from Studio G. And I was sitting here reading the tweets from all of our listeners that knew we were doing the show. And they're like, where's the live feed? Where's the live feed? Where's the live feed? Unfortunately, we did not have a Wi-Fi connection out here.
Yeah.
And we're sorry for that, because a lot of people wanted to chime in live. All right. We got to get out of here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. See you at the top.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Spark Festival.